Let's turn our attention to the KRDO Newsline. And we have Tracy Marquez from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center joining us this morning. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Doing just fine. And I understand you have something kind of exciting to talk about, an employee development grant. Tell us about this.
Yes, we are releasing this month of September is Workforce Development Month, and we are releasing our Employee Development Grant. There's over $100,000 available in this grant, and this grant is available for businesses to upskill their existing employees, to give them that hand up they can to fill those positions that may be open within the organization and get the training that they need.
I know a lot of companies, when they look to upskill their employees, the idea is that perhaps there's a job higher up on the promotion chain for which they would be ideal if they just had additional skills. What kind of skills can you see being funded, the training for which would be funded by this?
There are a wide variety of skills that we're able to fund. It really depends on the organization. Anything from some manufacturing certification type skills to some cybersecurity training that they may need to really upskill those people. And then it also frees up entry-level positions, which we can assist here at Pikes Peak Workforce Center. So the training really is, it's in-demand occupation, something that's going to lead to going up that career ladder.
So there are only certain occupations for which businesses can apply and get a grant like this?
It is certain industries. We're looking at the high demand industries where we're currently seeing a lot of open positions. Manufacturing, healthcare, construction, business services, those are a lot of in demand industries we have in our community, and that's what we're looking at, helping those businesses who have a lot of job openings.
Okay. Speaking of job openings, how is it looking right now? Usually when we check in for Jobs Wednesday, we get an update on how many available jobs are being posted on your through Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And what's it looking like right now?
You know, right now in Paso Teller County, there's over 10,000 open positions. And the positions range anywhere from Postmates is hiring to some of the healthcare hospitals are hiring. There's a lot of open positions right now in our community, which is a great thing.
Do you find that, I mean, the pandemic has really, I think, upended a lot of what is traditional. Traditionally, it seems like a lot of jobs are advertised and then filled at the early part of the summer, maybe even the springtime. Do you find that perhaps that didn't happen this year because of COVID, and now we're seeing more employers try to catch up to get to their hiring, whatever they were planning, their hiring goals?
Yes, I think they are. The industry that was hit really hard is the hospitality tourism industry in our community, and that still has not rebounded what it was pre-COVID-19. So we're really looking at this, you know, coming up into the holiday season, what's retail going to look like as far as their hiring needs? What are the hotels going to look like? So we're really kind of working with those sectors, hospitality sectors, to really figure out, okay, where can we come in and fit and help fill the needs? Because those industries have not rebounded yet.
Okay. And in the meantime, if you are a business in one of these industries that could qualify for one of these employee training development grants, how would you go about doing it?
There's information on our website, ppwfc.org. You can call our main number, which is 667-3700, and our staff is happy to help you provide information. We're also going to have some online sessions that talk about the grant and what's needed and what they have to do, information sessions for employers who are interested. And those dates and times are posted on our website.
Okay. And again, ppwfc.org. And how's it been going with those in-person interviews? I know you have to have an appointment to do those at your new location, but how's it been going?
You know, it has been going great. We've had over 1,600 people visit us at our temporary location at 1049 North Academy. And we're starting to see a lot of traffic, people scheduling for appointments, a lot of job coaching sessions. We are able to work one-on-one with individuals for job coaching. And people can come in and do anything related to a job search regarding resume writing. We can do some interviews, online interview practice with people. There's a lot of opportunities that we've opened back up to almost 100%.
Okay. Tracy Marquez with Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Again, that website is ppwfc.org. Please go see them, but you do need an appointment first. So make sure you check out all the information for making an appointment on their website. Tracy, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.